Welcome to the Fangover Podcast, where we romance all things that go bump in the night. I'm Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog, and today I am actually flying solo. We don't have Suzanne joining me today, and I just wanted to pop in here and come and talk to you guys because it is 2024. I am starting the year a little late, but I wanted to pop in and wish you guys all a Happy New Year, and it's going to be a great reading year. I have new reading resolutions. I have a new plan for reading. 2023 was chaos, and honestly, I didn't get a lot of reading done, and I feel like it was good because I didn't pressure myself into reading when it wasn't something that I was ready to do. But at the same time, I miss it, and I want to get back into one of my favorite habits this year. So I've put together some reading resolutions, which are going to look completely different than what you guys are used to hearing from me. Usually, I am really detailed with my tracking data of everything that I read the previous year, and I like to share that with you. I have all my pie charts and my stats, and believe me, I am still that girl, and I still track everything. But like I said, last year was just honestly a mess. So I am starting fresh and just enjoy reading for the sake of reading and kind of fall in love again with the habit of reading. I wanted to share that with all of you, and maybe if that resonates with you guys, and if you also are feeling a little bit discouraged or not motivated to read, maybe these are just some ideas that can help you bring a little bit of fresh air into your reading habit. I've been seeing also this trend going around on social media, which is all about what's in and what's out in 2024. So here are my in and outs for 2024. In, definitely mood reading, not setting a reading goal number, and reading outside of the romance genre exclusively. I definitely want to get more into reading mysteries, and especially I'm feeling a vibe for cozy mysteries right now, which, you know, I always thought they were sort of like not necessarily my thing, but that's what I'm feeling right now, and I'm going to go with it. I'm not going to push anything on myself. So I'm going to read what I feel like, and if that's outside of romance, that's fine. I definitely also want to try new authors that I have never heard of. Whenever I see somebody recommend an author that I have never even heard of, I'm going to pick it up. The other thing that is going to be in for me in 2024 is to build a bookish community. And that means going back to that nostalgia that I felt around reading and forming a community and friends around reading. And it goes back to my good old days of Goodreads, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second. Now, for the outs for 2024, let's go over some of them. Maybe some of them are going to be a little controversial, but that's where I am right now. So, out is completely overconsumption of books, hoarding books, especially during sales. Like, I know that it's really popular right now, this Stuff Your Kindle Days, but you know, the last day I didn't even look at the list. I'm just not going to run after book sales or want to have all these books on my bookshelf. I don't need it. Less is more, and it's fine. The other thing that is completely out for me, especially in 2024, is bookish events. I'm just not feeling them right now. I've had a lot of fun in the past at these events, and if you haven't gone to one, I definitely recommend that you try and get to one. They're a ton of fun, but for me, they're just a thing of the past at the moment, so those are out in 2024. The next thing that's out, and this may surprise some of you guys, especially if you've been around Under the Covers for a while, and it's chasing after new releases. Our new releases calendar was always like the biggest thing that we wanted to make sure we provided. And I feel like I want to know what's coming out, but at the same time, I don't want to make an emphasis on having to read everything that is coming out. Even if I'm excited about some of those books, and we will talk about those in an upcoming episode of the podcast, our most anticipated books of 2024. But chasing after new releases or only consuming those new releases is definitely something I'm leaving behind in 2023. Also reviewing every book. We've actually made some changes around on the blog at Under the Covers, and you may see that when you stop by and visit, but we will no longer be posting individual book reviews. We've actually taken those completely off the site for now as well, and maybe those are coming back, or maybe we'll import those into Goodreads at some point. We'll keep you guys posted on that, but we will not be posting new reviews for every single book we read. We will be talking about the books we're reading in our newsletter. Make sure you're signed up for it. We'll bring up recommendations in book lists and recommendation lists here on the podcast as well. And we'll also talk about those inside of our book community. So we'll talk more about the book community later on. Another thing that's going to be out really for me in 2024 is bookish social media. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to be posting anything in 2024 on bookish social media, but it's not where I'm going to be hanging out. I want to be able to build more meaningful conversations with people, and I feel like social media, a lot of times it's hard to be able to do that, at least for me it's been. So I definitely encourage you guys to sign up for the newsletter, reply to the newsletter, and get talking with us or join the community and talk to us on there. When you finish listening to this episode, send us an email, let us know what are your reading resolutions for 2024. So in terms of social media, yes, you may see me posting here and there, but it's not where I'm going to be focusing my time on spending time and building relationships. It's going to be outside of social media. And if you do want to make sure that you catch me, probably the best places I'm going to be focusing on, at least to somewhat pop in, is on Threads, a little bit of Instagram, and we are going to be trying our hand at TikTok and YouTube this year, but on a very light basis. Again, that's not the place for direct messages or anything like that. So if you want to get a hold of us, send us an email. That is what is in and what is out in 2024. And these are now my actual reading resolutions that I think that you guys can also adapt into your reading year for 2024, and hopefully they can bring you some more self-care and joy around the habit of reading. Because I feel like sometimes we take reading or the reading habit and reading goals a little too seriously. This is the year of not taking them so seriously. So the first resolution is, who cares about the number? Because it doesn't really matter if you're reading one book per year or 360. You want to have a good experience when you're reading, and you're dedicating that time to getting into amazing worlds that these authors are creating, getting to know the characters, falling in love with them. For me, this year is going to be more about building the habit of reading a few pages every day. It doesn't matter how many pages, as long as I am reading every single day. The next thing that I want to do in 2024 is to set the mood when I'm reading. I'm a big multitasker, and I do want to change that about myself, especially starting this year. And I want reading to be more of an experience. Making it less about multitasking and more about prioritizing reading time is definitely one of my reading goals for this year, whether that is 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or 2 hours, it doesn't really matter. Maybe setting the mood can be an actual specific corner that I'm going to be sitting at with a blanket or a candle or some background music or a beverage, or it could just be protecting that little self-care bubble of reading time, even if that's while you're driving somewhere. The next resolution is to make reading fun, and a lot of that for me is about reading challenges. I love our reading challenge, Romanceopoly, which, hey, by the way, Romanceopoly is back in 2024. I hope you guys have visited the blog and you've seen all the new prompts. I'm really excited about them. I would love to hear what you guys think about the new prompts. I've heard they may be a little bit harder this year, so please let us know. But I've always loved our reading challenge because it encourages me to try things that I would probably not pick up in a normal scenario. So I highly encourage that you guys are also trying some kind of reading challenge or some kind of way to make reading fun for yourselves as well. Again, 2024 is the year of not taking reading so seriously. The next reading resolution is try a new book format. And this is not something that's new to me necessarily, because I read all different formats, and actually physical copies are my least read books. but I have gone away from reading audiobooks in the past few years a little bit. So I definitely want to get back into audiobooks this year in a more meaningful way. I remember maybe about 10 years ago, I went through some periods of time where I was really tight on time, and that's all that I could read was audiobooks. And sometimes I would get through 200, 300 books in a year just on audiobooks. So I definitely want to go back to that. And believe me, listening to an audiobook while you're cleaning your house or doing something that you're normally having to do and you can't really get away from putting off, it is excellent. And it'll make cleaning fun. The next one is something that I used to love, 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 love about reading, and it's to read with friends. And I feel like in the past few years, with the rise of social media, and as much as we are connected, we don't have those meaningful conversations and those connections. That is one of the reasons why we created the Under the Covers community, and I would love to invite you guys to come and check out what the community is all about. It is just getting started, but I would love for you guys to be part of the founding members of the community. Come help us build it into something that you want to come and hang out and participate. It's going to be all about reading, getting to hang out together on a monthly basis, have a chat about what we're all reading, recommendations, and also things outside of reading as well, like planning, digital planning, maybe paper planning, bookish crafts. I got some fun tutorials prepared for you guys as well that I'm going to be uploading on there. I guess 2024 is a year of nostalgia for me, and like I said before, it's all about that sense of community and friendship that Suzanne and I felt when we first met on Goodreads groups, and we want to bring that back to you guys in a more meaningful way, away from all the noise of social media and just getting to know each other, recommend books, read books together, and talk about books and either rant or rave about the character we just read. The next thing is putting the book down. This is something that has taken me years to accomplish. To DNF a book is the hardest thing for me, and I have gotten so much better at it, especially within the past 2 years. It used to be that I could not move on to the next book until I finished it, no matter how much I was hating the book. And honestly, that was the biggest culprit in setting off a reading slump for me. I've had to learn to disconnect that and just put the book down and just forget about it. So repeat after me, DNF it. It's okay, maybe sometimes you'll come back to it, and maybe sometimes you won't. Like last year, I was dying to read Lassiter. And if you guys have listened to some of our past episodes, you may know how much we've suffered with letting go of one of our favorite authors, J.R. Ward, in the Black Dagger Brotherhood series. So this still pains me to this day to say. I hadn't read the past few releases by J.R. Ward, but Lassiter was one of my most anticipated books in the series, so I decided to pick it up, and I got about halfway through it, and I was just not feeling it. And you know what I did? I DNF'd it, and that's okay. That still doesn't mean it was a bad book. It was just not something I was vibing with at the moment, and I didn't want to finish it and have this bad feeling about it. So even though I DNF'd it, I don't have that feeling like I did with the book that we did talk about here on the podcast. Now, since I've learned to do that, I'm definitely going to be doing that more this year. I think the decision of not reviewing every single book has also helped with that. I don't feel the pressure of having to put out a full thought-out review, which removes that pressure of having to finish reading it. The next resolution is to keep a reading diary. I have always done that, and I feel like the past couple of years I didn't, and it is something that I want to get back into. I have always done that, both digitally and on paper, and I am probably going to do a very light version on paper of keeping a reading journal, and most of my reading journal is going to be digitally on Notion. I am working on a really good reading journal on Notion that I'm going to be releasing as a template later on this year, but I do have one that's already out for sale. If you want to go check it out, I'll leave the link for you guys. And I've also done in the past some walkthroughs of my paper reading journals on YouTube, so I'm going to leave a link to that as well if you want to go and check out what that looks like and maybe give you some inspiration. It is really fun to be able to look back at what you read, what you love, read through your thoughts, and it just becomes a creative outlet for you. So you can definitely do a paper reading journal. You can also use a digital journal on something like GoodNotes on your iPad, and you can get a ton more creativity there because you don't have to buy a ton of supplies. Another one of my resolutions for 2024 is to diversify my reading. This is something that I always try to do every single year, and I feel like I do a lot better with contemporaries than with fantasy when it comes to that. So I definitely want to expand the types of fantasies that I am reading so that I am exploring different cultures through that fantasy lens written by authors of that ethnicity. Another important thing that I'm doing in 2024, and I was already doing in 2023, is to declutter my bookshelf. I encourage you to do that. It can get addictive. I've always been really attached to my books. But like I said before, this is the year of no overconsumption. After I started selling some of my books on the Pango Books app last year, it kind of released that guilt and it allowed me to just let go, which is especially helpful since we've moved a couple of times in the past couple of years. I highly encourage you to give that a try. Plus, you'll have some extra spending money to buy new books, and it can just kind of refresh and recycle your bookshelf. If you want to check out the Pango Books app, that's where I am selling my books. I'm going to leave also my Pango profile on there, but you can also donate your books. You can donate them to a local shelter. You can find a little free library around you, and if you have a few, kind of do a drive-by and drop off a bunch of them. But just allow that space for you to get new books into your life, and it's going to be out with the old and in with the new. The next thing this year is all about setting a reading budget. I know things are really tight for a lot of people this year. I think getting a library card or getting any kind of subscription where you can read unlimited is quite helpful because you're going to be able to manage to keep your costs down and you know what the budget is going to be every month. Whether you're limiting the amount of maybe audiobooks, especially with audiobooks, because those can get extremely pricey. And I do have an Audible subscription and they have Audible Plus, and you know, their catalog is okay. It really will limit you on the books that you can read, because if you're going just on their Plus catalog, you don't have access to everything you may want to read. But if you're okay with managing your TBR accordingly, that might be a good option. But otherwise, I highly suggest two services, Kindle Unlimited and Scribd. Those are the two that I use. I love Scribd. They have a ton of the books that I already want to read anyway, especially on audio. I do all of my audiobook reading mostly through Scribd. It's one flat fee every month. They do have some guidelines as to when certain books are available, so you may not be able to binge a whole series, and I still haven't figured out how any of that works, but you can simply just move on to the next one. It doesn't limit how many, for example, audiobooks you can read for the month. It may limit the ones from a certain publisher, the ones from a certain author or series, but you can move on to another one. And I do encourage you to use or try Kindle Unlimited. I know that the books that are on there maybe are not all the shiny traditionally published books, but there are a ton of amazing books on there in all sorts of genres. And that is something we're going to be doing on the blog more of this year. We're going to be bringing you some recommendations for Kindle Unlimited books to try in every single genre. Look out for that on the blog this year. Another thing that I'm going to be doing more of this year is to binge read. So again, going back to the nostalgia of the good old days, I used to start a series and read through to whatever book was out at the time. And maybe if it was a finished series, I would just know how it ended. It was a completely different experience and I haven't done that in years. So I'm definitely going to do more of that this year. If you haven't done that yet, I highly encourage you to try it. Another thing I'm going to do is more bookish crafts. Some of the things that I enjoy to do are more digital type of things. I'm going to be doing some of those. Maybe some of those will transition from digital to printing them or working with them on paper. But I definitely want to do more bookish crafts. And if you haven't tried them, I would highly encourage you to do that. Maybe create a TBR jar for yourself. Maybe learn how to fold the papers inside that TBR jar into little stars. You can make a book wreath. You can make book flowers. You can try your hand at making a bookmark. None of this has to be perfect, and you don't have to share it anywhere. It can just be a creative outlet that connects you with your reading, and at the same time, it's a memory that you can look back on, and it's even better if you have a group of friends to do it together with. And the last thing that I'm going to say is embrace flexibility. I don't want to stress this year about reading resolutions, and that is the message that I want to bring to you guys this year. Read what you love, read when you can, and just have fun with it. You don't have to write book reports. You don't have to have quarterly updates. This is not a business plan. And like I said before, as much as I love my pie charts, we're reading because it fills us with all those warm, fuzzy feelings, even when we're talking about serial killers. We're not going to care how many books we're reading this year or how perfect we're keeping a Kindle reading streak. I haven't even looked at mine in months. We're also not going to stress about retention of information. If you forget what a book was about 2 weeks after you finish reading it, that's okay. Some books are going to stick with you more than others, and you don't have to give explanations to anyone about how you're reading and how it's entertaining you. As long as you're having fun with it, I think that's the most important, and that's what counts. So for sure, this year is all about low stress, laid back, read what you love and when you can, and just having fun again with reading. If you're in the same boat as me, I hope that this has given you some perspective and some inspiration that it's okay that we can look away from all the stress that we see on social media of all the people setting all these crazy high goals and having detailed plans about what they want to read, and just have fun with it. If we hit those big numbers, that's okay. If we only read 5 books, that's okay too. We're not in a competition. We're only here about enjoying the experience. So that is all that I have for you guys today, and I want to encourage you again to visit the blog and sign up for our newsletter so you find out when we post new content. Check out our reading challenge, the Romance Happily Reading Challenge for this year, and please come and check out our book community. If you join the Romance Happily Challenge, you will have access to a tracker inside of our community, and come and help us make it a better community. Let us know what you want to see more of and how you want us to interact on there. We want to make it a place where people can come, relax, and just enjoy and have fun with reading again, away from all the noise and hustle and bustle of social media and the pressures of reading what everybody's reading. So you can find all of that at underthecoversbookblog.com. Happy reading for 2024, and we'll see you in the next one.